Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That was found in Luke chapter 6 and 27. Yes. And tonight, our scripture is, this is the day that the Lord has made. Ha! Woo! Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. Let us, I said us, let us be glad. Show thanksgiving. Show happiness. Show joyfulness. Yes, because this is the day he made. And we just so happen are a part of the day that he created. So we should be happy. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today thanking you, Lord. Thanking you for the opportunity that you have given us. It's through your grace and through your mercy, Lord, that we are here. It's through your grace and mercy that we are living beings, oh God. It's only through you, God, that we exist. And we say thank you today. Thank you for your many blessings that you continue to shower upon us. Blessings we see and blessings we don't see. But we know, oh God, that you are working it out for us. And we know that the blessings are on the way. And when it's time, oh God, you will manifest. You will manifest the blessings so we can enjoy and realize that the blessings came from you. Oh, glory to God. It was nothing that we did on our own. Nothing. And we just thank you. We thank you for the love, oh God. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you for life itself. Oh, God, we thank you in Jesus' holy name. And everybody said, amen. Yes, we're just being grateful today. Being grateful, being thankful for the many blessings that he has showered upon us. Birthdays that we didn't even think we could make. Come on now. Yeah. Challenges that we didn't think we could hurdle across. Come on, think about that. Goals that we had set, but we really didn't know if we could make it. So we are just grateful today. Situations where we couldn't see our way. We couldn't see, but we trust and we believed in an almighty God. And he came and he delivered, just like he has always done. He delivered. Yes, yes. So we all give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good. All give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For he is good. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. God is worthy. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. There are many reasons to be thankful. Many. Many reasons. Yes. To be thankful. We really don't think enough about being grateful. We really don't think about it enough. The many things that we do, it just don't have to be done that way. We just don't have to have this. We just don't have to have that. But it's all through the grace and mercy, hallelujah, of God, that we're able. That we're able to be healed. That we're able to be delivered. That we're able to be set free. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It's through him. It's nothing that we can do. We don't have the ability. but it's through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why we latch on to him. We latch on to the branch. Oh, glory to God. The branch latches onto the tree. Yes. And we know that he is the tree. The living water. He is the tree. Woo! Glory to God. And we are the branches, and we're supposed to latch on. Hold on. Say glued to. Attached to. The tree. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. Glory to God. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. That is found in Psalms 9 and verse 1. See, when he does something for us, when we're blessed, we shouldn't just sit on the blessing and just be quiet about it. Look at this verse. It says, I will give what? Thanks to the Lord. And it says, with all my heart. So this is something that every ounce of me is going to give thanks. Every ounce of me is going to give praise. Every ounce of me is going to acknowledge the fact that it was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who delivered. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who healed. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who brought peace. When it seemed that there was no way to have peace, he brought it. Glory to God. When it seemed that everything was out of control, oh, hallelujah. He said, peace be still. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. Come on now, stay with me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you feel you just can't tell it all. You can't tell it all because it's too much. What he has done, he has done great and mighty things for all of us. Yes. And we should show gratitude. We should be grateful for the many things that he has done for us and is still doing. Yes. Glory to God. Glory, glory. Yes. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good. Now, I know you didn't hear that. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For he is good. He is worthy, worthy. Worthy. Come on now. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good. This is 1 Chronicles 16 and 34. Yeah, I taught my kids a long time ago how to sing the scripture in Sunday school. I said, we could sing this scripture. Look at this. And they would look at me. They would look at me kind of, How you do that? I said, well, we're just going to take our time. We're going to come up with a hum. We humming, and think about how we could put that word together. And before you know it, we would hum a song of the lesson. And we would have joy in the lesson. In the class, we would have joy. We would have peace, and we would be doing things that most of them didn't believe that they were able to do. But if you really study the Psalms are songs. Songs of praise, songs of worship, glory to God. And here we see in 1 Chronicles, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We're talking about thanksgiving, talking about being grateful, showing gratitude. Huh? It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with what? Praise, hallelujah, and be what? And be thankful to who? To him, and bless his holy name, hallelujah. Psalms 104, bless his holy name. Because the Lord is what? He is good. Oh, yes, he is. You know, when we feel weak, we feel tired, that's when he is strong. When we weak, then we get out the way and we let him do what he is capable of doing. Glory to God. Woo! Some of us need to be weak all the time because we don't allow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be who he is. We try to do it all ourselves. So sometimes we need to be weak. And so he could be strong. Yes. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. An attitude of submission. One with praise and adoration. Adoration. When was the last time you just took time to just raise your hands up and just thank God? In your quiet time, just thank him. Because you know it could have been worse than it was. Just thank him. Because you knew that nobody else could have delivered that. Just thank him. That nobody else could have done it like he did it. When you was wondering what to do, how to do it, which way to go, he stepped in when you finally got weak and moved out the way. Glory to God. Are you able to thank him? Are you able to get in a place, hallelujah, where you could thank him, give him the adoration that he desires, from us, from you? Give him praise. Give him praise. You know, I've heard people say, somebody may be sitting next to you and they would look at you and say, it ain't got to be all of that. Yes, it got to be all of that and some more. It got to be where I got maybe have to, my nose, I got to snot. I got to lose all the little mascara all around or whatever it takes for me to praise him, for me to come into his courts and forget about me, forget about my surroundings, forget about all that other stuff. Forget about trying to be cute. Hello, I'm talking to some of you. Forget about trying to be cute. Praise him. Praise him. Give him thanks. The one who has saved you from yourself. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. Give him thanks. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks. Thankfulness that God calls us to isn't just giving thanks for outward things. You know, a lot of times that's what we think. We think we give him thanks just because of the things he gave us. He gave me this. He gave me that. So I'm going to just thank him for that. No. It's about thanking him in every season of our lives. And when we say every season, every moment, every trial, every triumph, and never forget every emotion. Every emotion that we encounter, he is with us. Whether we're laughing, whether we're crying, whether we're happy, or whether we're sad, he's with us. Are you listening to what I'm saying? For everything God created is good. And nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. This is verse 2. Nothing. No. Who could reject the wonderful gifts, the wonderful time, the wonderful moments that he has actually given all of us? Who could reject that? Who could say they don't desire to have it? Who could say they don't want that? the love, the agape love that only he can give us. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. But as soon as Daniel knew. Now, what I'm talking about here is when Daniel was in captivity, and you know, most of the times when I have studied this passage here, I often think about people being enslaved. And usually when you're enslaved, the first thing that's taken away from you is your culture, your name, your family. All these things are stripped away from you. So here we see Daniel heard that there was a decree that was made. Mm-hmm. And it was signed. And he went, Daniel, he went to his house, which had windows of his roof, his roof and chamber. Where his room was, it was like a roof, and they had windows there. And Daniel always kept these windows open. The windows were always open. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it says that it was open towards Jerusalem. And it says, and three times a day, Daniel got down on his knees and prayed and offered praise before his God as he had regularly done prior to the captivity. So nothing really changed with Daniel when he became enslaved. He still loved God. He didn't turn from God. He still prayed to God. He still sought God. He still acknowledged him as his Lord and Savior. And he did it regardless of what was being said or what was being done. Even if it was going to be done to him, he still prayed three times a day. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So Daniel did not care whether a decree was signed or not. He was focused God. Ooh, that's who he stayed focused on. The God who could do anything and everything but fail. Hallelujah. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah, look at that. Daniel. He gives praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ three times a day. So that's one for the Father, and that's two was for the Son. And the next one was for the Holy Ghost. And we know they all work together. They're all in one. They're all in harmony. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Huh? Harmony. Yeah. This is the Lord that we're talking about. This is the Savior that we're talking about. The Savior who gives us harmony, who gives us peace, who gives us joy. And how we, who are the believers in Christ, should be thankful. And see, when you're thankful, nobody has to make you say you're thankful. Glory to God. I don't have to come and shake you up and pump you up and to get you to say, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. No. Your leader should not have to do that. No. Why? Because you live in praise. Praise is a part of your DNA. You praise God daily. Daniel did it three times a day. Some of us can do it more than that. Some of us can do it all day long. Every time you turn, you can say, thank you, Jesus. Yes. The Holy Spirit can come and talk to you. Yes. All during the day, you have the opportunity to talk to God, to acknowledge that you're grateful, that you thank him for everything that he's done. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good, for he is steadfast, 107 and verse 1. What are we saying here? He's non-changeable. He's steadfast. He's the same today as he was yesterday. He's the same God that was with my great-great-great-grandmother. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And now he's the same God that's going to be with my grandchildren. Are you listening to me? The same God that has walked with me. Hallelujah. Yeah. He don't change. Many times we have changed. Many times we have walked away. Many times we have looked the other way. But he stayed with us. He's a loving Savior. So we should always give him thanks. We should always acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even when we don't deserve him, he loved us. Are you listening to what I'm saying? This is a love you can't shake off. You can't get rid of this love. Yeah. He created you. He created me in his image. He created us in his likeness. Yes. So he loves us unconditionally. Glory to God. Glory. And let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Can you hear what I'm saying? This is Colossians 3 and 15. You know, I'm just so ecstatic over just giving him praise, because you don't have the opportunity to give him praise all the time. Some of us have busy houses. Some of us don't take time and turn off some of that stuff. I just told somebody the other day, you can't hear God with the radio on. You can't hear him. And guess what? He's not going to come and talk over your radio, baby. He's not going to do that. He's not going to say, I'm trying to talk to you. He's not going to do it. He wants you and me to give him reverence. When you give a person reverence, you know what that means? You acknowledge the fact that they're present. You desire to be in their presence. So how you give him reverence? You be quiet. You be quiet. You don't need that music. You're talking to him. When you're talking to God, you say something, and then you listen. Yes, it's a conversation. It's a two-way thing. Praying and giving thanks to him, letting him know that you appreciate everything that he's done, everything that he's doing, even when you didn't know him. Think about that. Think about the time when you didn't know him. Oh, glory to God. How you could have died and went to hell not knowing him. But he had the mercy. Glory to God. The mercy. And he saved you and he redeemed you. And he came and he put you on that straight street. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. Yeah, you was on a crooked road. We all were on this crooked road where we were partying, doing any and everything we wanted to do. But Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus came and said that there's something else that you need to be about. You need to come and be with me and be about my Father's business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then learn how to give thanks. Learn how to show adoration. Learn how to share and talk about who he is and what he has done for you. Not just keep it all to yourself. Yes. Listen. Those scriptures are telling us Thanksgiving Day is not the only time that we should think or even discuss being thankful. That's not the only time. But for some of us, that is the only time that we talk about thankfulness. But the scriptures that I just read to you, these are scriptures that are available 365 days out of a year. Anytime you want to pick up the word of God, you could get to these scriptures. And these scriptures are showing all of us how important it is to give praise and give thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To be thankful should be a lifestyle that we desire to live. And we should live this daily being thankful, having gratitude, acknowledging the fact that we didn't do it on our own. And this is what you have to tell the kids that are in college when they, yeah, Jesus was right there with you because didn't you pray? Oh, you got to remind them, didn't you pray? Because if you prayed, he came and he delivered you. He answered your prayer. So you didn't do that on your own. You didn't get that A alone. You didn't get that degree by yourself. It was through the mercy, the grace and the mercy that he gives us. Hallelujah. You have to remind a lot of people daily of who God is. Daily. Because we get so caught up in the world and we think we did it all by ourselves, that we're capable of doing this, we're capable of doing that, we have achieved this. No, it's all through the grace and the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So when was the last time you told Jesus, thank you? When was the last time you just raised your hands up, not in your quiet time, but just openly, thank you? When was the last time you told him this, that you were thankful without looking for something else? Now, I deal with young people in Sunday school, and most of the time they always are thinking about Christmas coming and what they want. So they'll say, I could hold my hand up and thank Jesus, but, you know, I could thank him, but they're thinking about what they're going to get for Christmas. And, you know, with kids, you have to constantly remind them that it's all about Jesus. It's not about you. It's his birthday. And you just tell them this because, of course, they're going to get a gift. And let them know that the gift that they get is just a gift that their parents want them to have, but it's not their birthday. The birthday is Jesus. He's the one. It's his birthday for him to come and save this sin-sick world. That's what we're supposed to be celebrating. Yeah. And you got to tell kids this. You got to talk to them and explain this to them as young as they are. They need to hear it not just from a teacher in Sunday school or church school, but they need to hear that at home. They need to hear that from you, grandmother. They need to hear that from you, auntie. You, dad. You, grandpa. You, uncle. They need to hear that. Why? So everybody could be on the same accord. What the teacher's saying, yes, you hear it at home, the same stuff. You hear the same stuff at home that you hear at Sunday school. Nothing is different. Yes, one accord. So we who are believers in Christ, who don't ever get a chance to tell God that we are thankful, we could take time right now and let him know how grateful we are. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come right now, Master, letting you know that we are grateful. We are grateful for the many blessings that you shower upon us. We thank you, God, and we will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor because it's in Jesus' holy name. Bless every listener, God. Bless everyone in Jesus' holy name. Whatever they need, oh God, we ask that you bless them. Amen. Amen. And we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. And, of course, with us on Sunday evening with God's Favorite Ministries. And on Saturday with Sister Sadie at the same number now. She has the children, one part, and then she has the other part. It's a very interesting show. You'll be delighted. Tune in and be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanksgiving.